Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Singapore's most influential radio station. I'm Michelle Martin, and you are listening to Influence. People want to invest according to what they value. 80% of respondents in Singapore want their investments to make a positive impact. 88% care about environmental issues. Social and governance issues also matter to Singaporeans surveyed. This from BlackRock's People and Money Sustainability Report of 2020, which looked at perceptions of sustainable investing across APAC. What are the key megatrends that people are investing in? And are there differences between what millennial investors and baby boomers want to accomplish with their investments? I'm joined now by Deborah Ho. She's Managing Director and Head of Southeast Asia at BlackRock. Good morning, Deborah.
Hi, good morning, Michelle.
First up, there seems to be some confusion about the term sustainable investing. What sort of misconceptions did your survey pick up about the term?
You're certainly right about that, Michelle. But putting it simply, sustainable investing combines the best of a traditional investing approach with insights about sustainability factors related to the environment, society, or governance in order to generate stronger long-term investment outcomes. And so the thing about sustainable investing is that it's not a standalone. It's not like a sideshow anymore. In fact, I mean, we view sustainable investing as part of regular investing, and it is about how we invest across asset classes, regions, and sectors, and how we improve that with new data and new insights, such as sustainability factors. But, you know, as you mentioned during your introduction, in our People and Money survey, we did find that 67% of Singaporeans are very interested in sustainable investing, but the misconceptions still remain. And in fact, one of the big misconceptions that has been around for a few years is that investing sustainably requires a trade-off between your values and financial return, meaning that you have to sacrifice returns to do good. Okay, but you know, we've seen over the course of 2020 very striking evidence that dispels much of these misconceptions. I mean, in fact, we thought that during the crisis, you know, maybe people might turn away from sustainability and focus on the core investment issues. But instead, we've seen dollars move exactly the other direction. We saw double-digit inflows into sustainable strategies in the first half of 2020 and, you know, double-digit outflows from the rest of the market. And in fact, investment strategies that incorporate sustainability factors, you know, have proved to be much more resilient than their non-sustainable peers. You know, so I mean, it was actually very, very enlightening to all of us.
Really interesting insight. Let's talk about the issues that investors say matter to them. Across APAC, were there any differences, Deborah, between say what baby boomers and millennials seem to care about?
Yeah, sure. I mean, millennials, millennials are now stepping into their roles, as, leaders in the community, in business and in government. And their priorities tend to be, value-centric, okay? So we think that this huge driver, of this generational shift, is basically the largest wealth transfer in the history of humanity. You know, we're talking about, $30 trillion from baby boomers to millennials. I mean, the sentiments of this younger generation will drive not only their decisions, as employees, leaders, or social advocates, but also as investors. So unsurprisingly, millennials are the most active in ESG investments. 94% of millennials are interested in investing in societal trends like climate change, versus 69% of boomers. And in fact, in our study, the millennials were also far more likely than boomers to say that they are already investing sustainably today.
Are there differences? We've done whole shows on it, so it'd be interesting to get insights from the survey. Are there differences between what men and women seem to care about when it comes to investing?
I love that question. So women and men actually have a similar level of interest in investing sustainably. But we found that more men in Singapore are currently investing in ESG products than women. Now, this could be because men are more likely to be invested than women overall, which is what we saw in the study. And this underscores the really important priority to raise financial literacy amongst women. And this is a topic I'm really passionate about. And women in our survey were also more likely to say that they want to align their investments to their personal values. So 41% of women said that, right? Yeah. And so this disconnect in adoption could be because of availability of information and ESG investment options to them. You know, so we really need to ensure we engage women as readily as we do, you know, everyone else, you know, when it comes to investing.
Absolutely. We're going to have you back, Deborah, because personal finance and investment literacy is what we're all about. All right. When it comes to generational impact, which generation is actually making investments in products that address ESG issues, Deborah?
Yeah, so in our survey, 22% of Singaporeans overall said they are currently investing in products that address ESG issues. But when we look closer at the data, right, we talked about millennials. It's the millennials that are driving this adoption. 29% say they are currently investing sustainably, compared to a low percentage like 18% of Gen X, 9% of boomers. Mm. And this is actually well in line with some of the global trends that we're seeing. You know, millennials really pushing the sustainability agenda, and their preferences are causing this shift of investor flows towards sustainability assets. But, you know, I mean, this isn't to say that, you know, boomers care less about sustainable investing. Mm-hmm. It's just that they, you know, in fact, I mean, we found that they found it just as appealing, but their current adoption level is lower. And so when we asked ourselves why, right, I mean, we kind of figured that it could be things like the lack of availability of sustainable investment options in things like pension funds, retirement plans, which could perhaps be an impediment. You know, so our message is to ensure that, you know, you aren't leaving boomers behind when you're talking about ESG.
Right. In terms of new investors, did they show interest in sustainable investing, the newbies?
Well, actually, this is interesting too, right? Because, you know, you would have thought that, you know, they would be have been ambivalent to it. But actually, we found that sustainable investing is interesting to them. In fact, 48% of people who call themselves non-investors in Singapore mm-hmm. said that sustainable investments would actually encourage them to invest for the first time. Again, particularly so for millennials. I mean, we always talk about the importance of start investing, keep investing. Yep. You know, low interest rates, market volatility, uncertainty gives people cold feet. But I think it's got to do with, you know, lack of information, not knowing where to go, lack of a trusted financial advisor and, you know, things like that.
Interesting that it could be a pull factor. What are the top mega trends that Singaporeans are interested in investing in?
So, broadly speaking, Singaporeans are most interested in investing in environmental issues, followed by social and then governance issues. I mean, most of these are interconnected, but I guess, you know, if I had to prioritize them, it would be pollution and waste, climate change risk issues, and then renewable energy and clean technology. I mean, and to take another step back, I mean, megatrends are what we call things that are big, powerful, transformative forces that could change the global economy, business and society. And so, I mean, through the study, we found that 83% of us, you know, say that we are interested in investing in these mega trends.
When are investors willing to switch? We know that trends change. So when are investors willing to switch to suitable investing products?
Okay, so Asian investors typically prioritize return and risk management when it comes to investing, right? But, you know, what we also found is that 80% of investors are willing to switch into sustainable investments, provided that fee and returns remain unchanged. And more than half of current investors in Singapore would even pay additional fees for sustainable investments, which is something that we found, you know, a bit interesting. Mm. So I mean, I spoke a little bit earlier at the beginning about the recent outperformance of sustainable funds in Q1 of 2020. We also found that, you know, this research, in fact, there's growing research that suggests that investing sustainably can provide resilience to portfolios. And we think that Asian investors are showing increasing interest and conviction to this. In fact, I mean, if I could just cite an example, right? So earlier we talked about megatrends, right? But megatrends and thematic investments are not the only way, you know, that investors can incorporate ESG considerations into their portfolios. I mean, there are other ways. So, for example, we have a strategy, which is an ESG multi-asset strategy, and it has a triple layer approach, right? So the first one is you exclude things that you don't, you know, you think are bad, right? Mm-hmm. So controversial sectors, thermal coal, weaponry, tobacco, alcohol, you know, things like that.
Right.
And then it also invests in issuers with ESG ratings or triple B and above, because, you know, we found that when you do this, it increases portfolio resilience. You know, and the third one is on thematic investment opportunities that drive positive societal change. You know, so, I mean, there are options available to people.
So I want to pick up on something you mentioned at the start of the interview. What's more important for investors? Did the survey get granular? Do we know what's more important to them, the products that they're investing in, that they make a difference, or that the products that they invest in make them a profit?
So again, this goes back to the misconceptions, right? I mean, doing good, and the misconception was doing good through your investments, you know, requires some sort of trade-off. But what we're saying is that it does not.
Mm.
And so I don't think that we should frame it as a trade-off. And it really became clear during the crisis that companies that focus on their stakeholders, not just shareholders, okay, but employees, their clients, you know, and really their responsibility to society at large, were the companies that came out of this crisis stronger. And in fact, the research that we've done also indicates that companies that focus on sustainability issues are demonstrating resilient financial performance. So in our discussions with clients around the world, more and more of them are looking to reallocate their capital into sustainable strategies because they are increasingly aware of the investment risks and opportunities that sustainable investing brings.
Thanks, Deborah, for joining us. That was Deborah Ho, Managing Director and Head of Southeast Asia at BlackRock, discussing a survey on sustainable investing with me here on Influence.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.